spiritual practice, meditation for awakening the higher self. Due to the suspended pause in the air, an atmosphere of anticipation hung over the group. None of the disciples really understood what their hearts were waiting for, but within each of them, a fire of anticipation was ignited. This intense feeling tingled in their throats, providing no rest, and it grew stronger with the conclusion of the conversation and the approach of evening. Admiring the inquisitive looks of his disciples, the Keeper of Knowledge sensed these streams and decided to quench their spiritual thirst.
"My beloved students,"
the sage addressed them. His voice was subdued, quiet, setting the stage for something important. This further heightened the sense of anticipation among the disciples.
"Today, you have been particularly curious. I have seen purity in your questions, a desire to be closer to God, and a sincere wish to seek the truth. I have seen that many of you are ready to pass on this knowledge to others and be enriched by it. I have seen the light in your eyes, and I've noticed that misconceptions are leaving your thoughts more frequently, like the sky clears after the rain. Therefore,"
the master paused, creating an intriguing atmosphere, similar to what one experiences before the announcement of a major award at the Olympics, before revealing the champion's name.
"I have decided to initiate you."
Following these words from the keeper, the students were seized by trembling anticipation. Their hearts beat as one, building up an atmosphere of growing intrigue. It was as if dozens of bongo drums were playing in unison, demanding a climax.
"I would like to introduce you to a practice."
The voice of the teacher became very quiet, yet it retained its healing and powerful quality.
"This is a sacred practice that will help you awaken your higher self. I see fire in your eyes. It is the same fire that burned in my eyes when I was on one of my journeys and had to make a risky choice to overcome a challenging trial."
The keeper delved into his memories, and for a few seconds his face expressed a divine bliss. He gazed into the distance beyond the heads of the students seated on the grass, but it seemed he no longer saw the mountaintops or the tree canopies outlining the horizon. In that moment, he transported himself back to Tibet, to that mountainside where a perilous crossing awaited him. In his consciousness, the voice of the great hierarchy of light, El Morya, resounded once more. "Only a soul that has fully dedicated itself to God, renouncing all that binds it to the world, will be able to overcome this passage." After a few seconds, when the teacher returned his gaze to the students, he spoke again.
"I heard the voice of the great hierarchy of light, and I want you to do what he told me to do right now."
"Spiritual practice, hooray!"
Olivia, a charming figure, exclaimed in a half whisper, quietly clapping her hands to contain her excitement. The other students also didn't hide their pleasure and anticipation, waiting for the guru to explain the practice details.
"We're about to embark on a deep meditation, my dear ones,"
said the keeper, arousing the curiosity of the listeners.
"During this immersion, we will need to review our lives and see how our spirit awakened and grew. And for some, it may just be starting to grow. We need to trace the moment of its inception and development. Let's try to see how our eternal self unfolded within us."
Catherine, the mature student in an elegant dress, dutifully inquired of the keeper.
"Beloved teacher, forgive me for jumping ahead, but I'm curious. What are we supposed to feel during this meditation? How does the revelation of the eternal self manifest?"
"Well done, Catherine."
The sage rewarded the woman with a gentle gaze full of care and warmth.
"That's a good question. As you immerse yourself in this meditation, you will feel a transformation taking place. When it happens, there will be a sensation of absolute happiness inside. Your body will be filled with energy and health. However,"
the teacher smiled craftily,
"you'd be better off describing your own feelings when we finish."
At these words, the Keeper of Knowledge winked at his assistant, who was waiting nearby for his signal. The young man briefly retreated into a small auxiliary tent, which had been set up here in advance for technical purposes, and returned to the clearing a few moments later, majestically holding a small portable gong in his hands. He arranged the students in a chessboard-like formation in several rows, ensuring that everyone's faces were turned toward the teacher and nothing obstructed their view. They were all invited to assume the student pose, bending their knees underneath them.
So,
the Keeper of Knowledge engaged the attention of the listeners, slightly raising his voice.
We will collectively recite important affirmations that I will provide. I will also instruct you on how to position your hands on your body to activate and open the necessary chakras. My assistant will strike the gong when we begin to repeat the affirmations. Each affirmation is repeated as many times as there are petals, which correspond to the qualities of each chakra. One strike on the gong equals one repetition.
The students exchanged enthusiastic glances. Men rubbed their hands with a serious look, closing their eyes and preparing for meditation. Sensitive women assumed the student pose, already immersing themselves in a trance, carried away by the waves of elevated states transmitted by the teacher. Quiet, meditative music began to play, and the Great Keeper of Knowledge began to speak.
You are embarking on a spiritual transformation. Your thoughts are pure. Inside you, like a calm water surface, harmony and tranquility reign.
The Master's voice was mesmerizing, inducing a hypnotic calm. It penetrated deep into the consciousness of the students, stopping the erupting volcanoes of thoughts, transforming the torrents of turbulent energies, leaving only a ringing emptiness and serenity.
Feel the presence of the great hierarchs of the circle of great teachers, and sense their sacred blessing. Bow before the greatness of wisdom. In an elevated state, we shall perform this divine mystery.
An invisible dome formed above the heads of the students, encompassing the entire clearing. Nothing except the orange light of the setting evening sun could penetrate it. All the hustle and bustle of the world remained outside its boundaries. Only the voice of the bearer of truth filled every inch of space beneath the dome.
Straighten your spine. Place your left hand on your knee, palm facing up. This hand receives cosmic energy. Place your right hand on the left side of your chest.
The screen faintly illuminated, displaying a graphical representation of the body positions to be assumed during meditation.
Energy flows through the left hand to the right and through the palm of the right hand. It enters the region of the Anahata chakra in the center of the chest.
The first affirmation echoed.
I am a spiritual being.
The assistant struck the gong. It felt as if an electric current coursed through the students' bodies, from their fingertips to the crown of their heads.
I am a spiritual being.
The voices of those reciting merged into one. Slowly, to the sound of the mantra, the students repeated the affirmation, which was also displayed on the screen against the backdrop of the Anahata chakra, resembling a fully blossomed lotus with 12 petals. Each petal symbolized a quality inherent in a person with an open heart center. With each strike of the gong, what was spoken aloud became more and more of a truth. Marcia, a fair-haired young woman who had recently joined the group of the Keeper of Knowledge's students, deeply felt happiness and divine purpose in these moments. Her heart overflowed with gratitude for being here, listening to the words of this great individual. During today's discourse, she absorbed every word he spoke. And now, after the 12th strike of the gong, while reciting the affirmation, I am a spiritual being, she delved into the essence of this phrase. She mentally repeated the teacher's words she had heard today, words that had etched themselves deeply into her memory.
True faith is contact with the divine, I believe. I feel elevated emotions. I am at the peak of love and grace. God has conveyed his vision to me through the teacher and elevated emotions. I am here and I feel it.
Tears of realization and happiness rolled down the closed eyes of the student.
I am a spiritual being.
She silently repeated, savoring her profound discovery. Meanwhile, the sage proceeded with the next affirmation.
Place your right hand lower, at the level of the solar plexus on the left side. Energy flows to the Manipura chakra from the left hand through the right.
The voice of the Keeper of Knowledge seemed to resonate not from outside but within the minds of the students.
Repeat 10 times. I am the source of cosmic energy. Feel yourself as the source of cosmic energy.
The first strike of the gong was heard. The students were no longer the same as when they had started the meditation. As they repeated the affirmation given by the sage, they formed a large cluster of energy ascending high into the sky. This energy was light, woven from threads of goodness and love, intangible but so potent that it seemed capable of powering all the power lines in the vicinity. To ensure that the students stayed focused, the affirmation was displayed on the screen against the backdrop of the Manipura chakra, resembling a fully blossomed lotus with 10 petals. Each petal symbolized a quality inherent in a person with an active center of activity. Dina, a programmer used to viewing things from the perspective of exact sciences, found herself in a state of profound bewilderment. With each encounter, many of her childhood beliefs about life shattered against the rocks of the intangible. It was faith, growing day by day, filling her life, giving it meaning, explaining what the exact sciences couldn't.
I am the source of cosmic energy,
she repeated, marveling at her own words. The words, source of energy, no longer brought images of electric generators and batteries to her mind. Now she clearly envisioned herself radiating light and warmth, filled with God and thoughts of Him. In this light, there could be no negativity. Dina felt a strong desire to release the anchor that held back the light. She kept repeating to herself,
I no longer allow dark thoughts to tune into the higher. I no longer listen to the lies and slander of manipulators. I only read spiritual teachings and books. I absorb light through them and rely on them in life.
As Dina attuned herself, the great master began preparing the disciples for the third affirmation.
Lower your right hand to the area below the navel. Feel the energy moving from the left hand through the right to the Swadhisthana chakra in this area. Repeat 6 times, I am the source of creativity. Feel the creative powers within you.
The creative affirmation anchored itself in the consciousness of the students under the influence of the energy of the Keeper of Knowledge. It was displayed on the screen against the backdrop of the Swadhisthana chakra, resembling a fully blossomed lotus with 6 petals. Each petal symbolized a quality inherent in a person with an open sexual center. Meditative music filled the pauses in the Keeper's words, interrupted only by the sound of the gong. It enveloped the entire space, serving as a conduit to self-awareness. In this melody, one could distinguish the sounds of the hang, the glucophon, and the triangle. But at this moment, it was irrelevant. These instruments created a unique, unrepeatable ensemble that carried thoughts deep within their self, and then helped release them upward, where they became free and filled with goodness.
I am the source of creativity.
I am the source of creativity.
I am the source of creativity.
The students repeated, their voices intertwining with the melodic sounds, complementing it. After the 6th strike of the gong, while reciting the affirmation, one of the students, Simon, suddenly realized this truth in its entirety. He plunged into a state in which he usually found himself, standing before a blank canvas, holding a paintbrush. At this moment, the student had an amazing opportunity to observe himself from the outside while simultaneously feeling everything happening within him. It turned out that he could create only when in an elevated state, experiencing love for the entire world, pondering life and its meaning. Echoing in his mind were the words of the Keeper.
True deep feeling is love for all that exists in this world. As soon as it arises, a person begins to see the truth and understands how to live further.
A series of insights befell the student, and his typically fierce, warrior-like demeanor suddenly softened, becoming gentle, peaceful, and almost weightless. He himself briefly became the canvas, standing defenseless and pure before the mighty of divine love, and his faith.
Place your right hand on the area below the coccyx. Feel how the energy flows towards the coccyx.
The master's voice echoed.
Repeat 4 times. O great power, Kundalini Shakti, awaken in me the light of higher consciousness.
The students repeated the healing prayer after the great keeper of knowledge, which was displayed on the screen against the backdrop of the Muladhara chakra, resembling a fully blossomed lotus with 4 petals. Each petal symbolized a quality inherent in a person with an open center of physical activity. With each strike of the gong, the invisible light awakened within. A fiery volcano rose from the bottom upwards. Several disciples felt intense heat. It was as if, with each drop of sweat, the remnants of negative thoughts, self-doubt, and wrong beliefs were leaving their bodies. Identifications that hindered them from moving towards the light were shattered. Once again, an image of the Swadhisthana chakra appeared on the screen with a new mantra.
Place your right hand on the lower abdomen. Chant the mantra Shivam 6 times.
The guru, as if no longer present there beside the students, spoke. It was as though he had dissolved into the stream of the emerging energy and became it, existing in every millimeter of space. He was the air and the grass, the nearby babbling river, and the distant mountain peaks that could be seen in the distance. For a moment, Olivia even thought about opening her eyes to make sure that the keeper of knowledge was still physically in front of them. But she restrained herself and immersed herself in the trance once more. Thanks to the assistants, who were attentive to the master's signals, an image of the Manipura chakra with the following mantra appeared on the screen.
Place your right hand to the right of the solar plexus. Repeat the mantra Sundaram 10 times.
The first gong for this instruction rang out. David, a handsome young man dressed in his orange robe, trembled. With dry lips, he uttered,
Sundaram,
and transported himself to those very mountains he had been contemplating a few minutes ago while conversing with the teacher. The young man marveled at their grandeur and invincibility, their age-old stature and wisdom etched into the immovable stone.
Sundaram.
David suddenly felt the spirit of the teacher by the mountainside. He was almost certain that the keeper was nearby, sharing and amplifying the sensation of beauty and the supremacy of the divine power over him. David wished to remain in this elevated state as long as possible. He wanted to have the strength to return to the foot of these mountains whenever his heart desired.
To make efforts to break free from the state of ignorance in which you find yourself, and to acquire the strength and abilities of your soul. That is the meaning of our life on earth,
echoed the words of the teacher in David's heart. The gong sounded for the final, 10th time for this instruction.
Place your right hand to the right of the center of your chest. Repeat the mantra Satyam 12 times.
To assist the students, the screen displayed a 12-petaled lotus of the Anahata chakra.
Satyam,
Konstantin softly echoed. A gentle, warm breeze slightly billowed his linen clothing. Curls of wavy hair escaped from the gathered bundle, freely scattering with the slightest breeze. The parable of Job that had opened to him today had firmly anchored itself in his thoughts and wouldn't let go. Repeating the sacred
Satyam,
Konstantin once again felt the same lump in his throat from the overwhelming feelings and the sparkling eyes of truth. A person's faith is revealed through hardships, the student whispered.
Satyam,
he recited in unison with the gong strikes.
Place your right hand on the left side of your neck and turn your head to the right,
the sage commanded majestically.
Repeat 16 times. I am not guilty of anything. There is no sin upon me. Shed all guilt. Cast off everything that burdens you, the weight of all failures, all sorrows. Feel light and free. I'm not guilty of anything. There's no sin upon me.
The students synchronized their actions with the posture displayed on the screen against the backdrop of the Vishuddha chakra, depicted as a blooming lotus with 16 petals, symbolizing the unfolding talents and abilities of the spiritual human.
I'm not guilty of anything. There is no sin upon me,
echoed the humble chorus. With each repetition, the shackles of doubts, resentments, and mistakes were shed from their souls, which had been pulling them towards the past and preventing them from breaking free. Their disbelief in themselves, self-blame, and egoism were barriers to letting the true faith completely envelop their consciousness. But with each strike of the gong, ailments departed, leaving only lightness and exaltation.
Place your right hand on your forehead, slightly lower your head, and repeat twice. No one is guilty of anything, and there is no sin upon anyone. I blame no one for anything. No one is guilty of anything, and there is no sin upon anyone.
On the screen, an image of the posture against the backdrop of the Ajna Chakra with two unfolded petals representing will and consciousness was displayed. The students gladly obeyed, releasing past grievances, grateful for the relief brought. They had all forgotten about themselves and each other as separate entities. They were one whole. Love, the knowledge imparted by the great sage, and unwavering faith filled their thoughts. Meanwhile, the keeper of knowledge dictated new instructions.
Place your right hand on the back of your head and repeat 8 times, O great energy, awaken within me. Feel the movement of cosmic energy into the area of the back of your head. The back of the head fills with the energy of the cosmos. O great energy, abide in me.
Elsa, the elegant lady who had sensibly removed her hat before the meditation, suddenly felt it back on her head. At least that's how it felt to her as she repeated the affirmation. She suddenly felt a surge of strength and a long-forgotten youthful vigor. The taste of youth that emerged in her mind was so exhilarating that the elderly lady momentarily lost her balance, but quickly regained it.
Oh, great energy! Abide in me!
She chanted slightly louder than the others, amazed and shocked by the effect of the uttered words. The instruction to repeat the next enchanting phrase brought her back to her previous concentrated state.
Place your right hand on the crown of your head, and while turning it clockwise, repeat 7 times. Cosmic consciousness, descend upon me. Feel the descent of cosmic consciousness, illuminating your mind, enlightening your entire being. Place both hands, palms up on your knees, and feel the descent of cosmic consciousness.
Cosmic consciousness, descend upon me.
Cosmic consciousness, descend upon me.
The voices of the students sounded anew. Smiles appeared on the faces of many, concealing the tears that had welled up in their eyes with their radiance. These people felt something incredible and new. Each of them suddenly became someone else. Their bodies became soft and relaxed, while everything within them was purified. When the teacher's assistant dimmed the music, the students slowly began to open their eyes. To their immense surprise, the sun had set, but the sky still retained its rosy radiance. Their meadow was illuminated by beautiful, iron-carved lanterns around the perimeter, but much more light emanated from each of the attendees. The overflowing joy knew no bounds, and the students rushed to share these elevated emotions with one another. Everyone stood up from their seats and felt an irresistible urge to embrace each other. The great keeper of knowledge, smiling and emanating holy grace, opened his arms wide, sharing his disciples' happiness. Each of them, upon opening their eyes, had awakened to a new consciousness, as if they had transitioned to the next level of development. Such a reward from the wisest teacher knew no limits of gratitude. An incredible energy filled the park, spreading to everyone nearby. Olivia was the first to share her emotions. The delicate girl didn't hold back her tears and cried while smiling broadly and inspiringly.
Dear teacher,
the student emotionally expressed herself.
This is the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. I have so much strength in me that I can do anything. God is near. He is within me. He is everywhere. I am filled with so much love. Thank you.
The happy girl chattered.
As you have guided us, I will try to stay in this elevated state for as long as possible.
Standing nearby, holding hands, were two twin sisters, Nadia and Lisa. Lisa spoke up, filled with positive energy. Her face brightened, expressing harmony and mindfulness.
We all feel that we've taken an important step on the path to enlightenment, teacher. And this is your reward for us. We accept it with gratitude.
Nadia supported her sister and added her own feelings.
Right now, I want to love everything around me. Thanks to this feeling, I strengthen my faith. I want to pray again for peace on Earth, for the victory of the light over the dark, and for cosmic energy to descend upon people at the right time, just as it did today.
You can perform this ritual every day to fill your life even more with the light, and you will come closer to becoming godlike beings. Today, your transformation has taken place, and you have become filled, happy, and healthy. You have illuminated yourselves with the spiritual sun of the earth. So, ham.
Upon these words, the students could no longer contain their joy and erupted into enthusiastic cheers. Their voices were more melodious than usual. The girls jumped up high with joy and clapped their hands, while the men, smiling, tried to embrace each other, sharing their overwhelming emotions.
May your lives be illuminated by the light of great truth. Hum.
Resounded the sage, echoing the words of the great hierarchy of light, El Moria.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.